Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Federal officials are investigating an unauthorized in-flight cockpit visit by a coach for the Colorado Rockies during a United Airlines charter flight. Video surface that appears to show Rockies hitting coach Hensley Mullins sitting in a pilot's seat while the April 10th flight from Denver to Toronto was at cruising altitude. The airline said Friday that the visit was, quote, a clear violation of our safety and operational policies and was reported to the Federal Aviation Administration. The agency has increased oversight of United amid recent mishaps that included an engine fire and a tire falling off a plane. Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga have voted overwhelmingly in favor of joining the United Auto Workers Union, boosting the UAW's nationwide effort to organize non-union factories. The union wound up getting 73% of the ballots cast in an election run by the National Labor Relations Board that ended Friday. Twice in recent years, workers at the Chattanooga plant have rejected union membership, but this time they voted convincingly for the UAW, which is operating under new leadership directly elected by members for the first time and basking in a successful confrontation with Detroit's major automakers. Home values in Detroit have increased by billions of dollars in the years following the city's exit from the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history, and that is especially true for black residents. A University of Michigan Poverty Solutions study released on Tuesday says that added home value for black residents increased 80% between 2014 and 2022. For black homeowners, estimated home values rose from $3.4 billion to $6.2 billion over that period. Mayor Mike Dugan says the comeback of neighborhoods in the city makes, quote, new generational wealth for black homeowners. Detroit filed the bankruptcy in July 2013 and exited in December of 2014. Washington Commanders defensive end Shaka Toney was among five players reinstated by the NFL after they were suspended last season for violating the league's gambling policy. Four free agents were also among the group reinstated Thursday and can now sign with teams. Those players included outside linebacker Rashad Berry, wide receiver Quintez Cephas, safety C.J. Moore, and defensive tackle Demetrius Taylor. The league's gambling policy prohibits players, coaches, team officials, and league personnel from betting on NFL games, placing bets at team facilities or team hotels, or having someone else place a bet for them. Contemporary Christian singer Mandisa, who appeared on American Idol and won a Grammy for her 2013 album Overcomer, has died. She was 47. A representative for the singer told the Associated Press that the singer was found dead in her home in Nashville on Thursday. The cause of her death was not yet known. Mandisa gained stardom after finishing ninth on American Idol in 2006. In 2014, she won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Christian Music Album for Overcomer, her fifth album. She spoke openly about her struggles with depression, releasing a memoir that detailed her experiences with severe depression, weight-related challenges, the coronavirus pandemic, and her faith. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another, and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
In state news, rookie Wenciel Perez hit a go-ahead two-out single in the ninth inning, and the Detroit Tigers handed the Minnesota Twins their season-worst fifth straight loss 5-4 on a Friday night. Perez finished with three hits, two RBI, and two runs scored. Carey Carpenter added four hits and two RBI for the Tigers. Perez's single off reliever Caleb Thielbar scored Parker Meadows to give Detroit the walk-off win. Detroit reliever Andrew Chafin retired all four batters he faced. Michigan Democrats are back in full legislative control thanks to victories in two state house elections. Moy Zong won the special election in the 13th District, which covers Warren and parts of Detroit. Peter Herzberg won in the 25th District, which covers the cities of Wayne and Westland. Both candidates were favorites in the heavily Democratic districts. Michigan's House has been deadlocked since November. Democratic leaders' first priority is expected to be passing a state budget before their self-imposed July 1st deadline. Because technology is constantly changing, it is important to keep pace with it. The Unionville, Seaboyne Area School District's Board of Education approved the purchase of some new computers and licenses for them. The purchase of 100 Chromebooks from Trafera was purchased for $219 each for a total of $21,900. And to go along with those computers was approved to purchase 100 Google licenses at $32 each for a total of $3,200. The purchase of replacement carpeting for six classrooms from A.T. Frank was approved for a total of $25,000. Another expenditure that was approved was expanding the area of student parking. The bid from Aztec Asphalt of $115,200 was approved to do that work. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Marion news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.